male meat. What you said, going up wild?
Wild.
Oh. What would you call him? Oh, boar?
Okay.
Well, I'm boar.
Okay. Then,
I'm boar hog.
What would you call the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned?
What would you call the noise?
The calf began to...
Bleat.
All right. And if a cow, if it was feeding time, what's a gentle noise that a cow would make?
She'll, make she'd, well, I'd be dang. What would she do?
The cow began to?
To balk.
All right. And then what about a gentle noise a horse makes?
Bray.
And, if you have some horses and mules and cows and you're going to go feed them, you say it's time to feed the...
Horse and cow.
Is there one word for all of the animals?
Gotta feed the stock.
Good. And how about if you've got ducks and chickens and turkeys, you're going to feed the...
Going to feed the fowls, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And a hen on a nest of eggs is a...
Is a nesting or what?
She's a what kind of hen?
Hmm?
What kind of hen? She's a...
Seven.
Mm-hmm. And what's the place where chickens live?
A chicken house.
What's a little makeshift thing
cup.
You might... Pardon?
Chicken coop.
Yeah. And then the bone that children like to break?
Yeah, wishbone.
Yes. And what happens? What's the game there?
Well, when it gets the shortest, you know, is winning or what the game might be played, all I know in a way.
Does it have anything to do with getting married?
No, I never heard that.
Okay. Ever put it up over the door?
No, I'll withdraw that. I think I have.
What?
When the bracket goes, I never heard that, put it over the door. I think I'm going to waste one bracket, you know, and somebody will get shortest in, they will get married first.
Okay.
And I've heard that.
Do you have a name for the inside parts of a chicken that you eat, the liver and the gizzard and all that?
Do I have a name for
A
it?
Name for all the insides?
Yeah, I think so. The gizzard? You don't
well,
like gizzard.
Is there one name for all the inside parts?
Oh, parts, yeah.
Do you know the word haslet or harslet?
Heard of it.
Which one have you heard?
I've heard of haslet.
Okay. What do you call the insides of the pig? I think it's the intestine that you cook. And...
Yeah. Chitlins.
Yeah. You eat chitlins?
I have, but I don't care for chitlins.
Oh. I never have had any, and I would love to try.
They're good to cook by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that.
I thought you were going to ask me something else. What do you do with them before you cook them?
What do you do with them?
Boom.
Come on, just tell me.
Well, you sling everything out of it, you know. That's the old expression.
What does that mean?
Before you cook it.
How do you do that?
Of course, you wash them thoroughly, you know.
Yes.
Clean them, but I said you'd have to sling them.
Oh, well, yes, okay, I understand. All right, let's see. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's what time?
And do the chores, what time? It's, time to do the chores.
All right, that's good enough. How would you call cows?
Call cow? Sue cow!
Okay.
Okay, that's right.
And what do you say to make them stand still when you're milking?
Well, Lord, I don't remember what I used to say. Stand still, Betsy!
You ever say saw? Do you say saw to cows?
No, I never have said that.
Do you say anything to make the cow move her leg back?
No, I always move my hand.
Okay. Do you have a call for calves?
No.
How about making a horse or mule turn left or right?
Yeah, G and haw.
Which?
Haw is left, G is right.
All right. And how do you call horses from the pasture?
Whistle.
All right. And what do you say to a mule to make it start up?
Get up.
And what do you say to make it stop?
Get out of my lap.
Now, what's that? You may as well repeat the line now.
Well, I said when I left the farm, as far as doing any extra plowing,
mm-hmm.